Jesus in John chapter 9, verse 4 declares, I must work the works of him, meaning God, who sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no one can work. Jesus teaches a great deal about the good works of Father God, his works, and the works we're empowered and expected to do as his children all throughout John. In fact, Jesus reveals that as a believer who does good works, your works can actually become greater than even his. Let's look at how Jesus explains this as we go to John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus speaking, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 establishes all this even further, reading here, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Yet as we all very well know, there are those who just can't understand why someone does good works to benefit others and not themselves. They say there must be a hidden reason, some secret benefit somewhere deep inside. Or as one former American president once said about those in the military who died in battle, what was in it for them? I started to think about this shortly after singer Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris for president. As you would expect, supporters of Donald Trump had a reaction to that endorsement. Actually, a rather unusual reaction. First, they said that the singer's endorsement of Harris didn't really matter, and within a year, people will be saying, Taylor who? But then in the next breath, they spewed hatred at Swift for the good works that she's done for others. James in James chapter 1, verse 8, has something to say about people like that. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. One particular attack people have been making against Taylor Swift is the numerous times that she's visited fans at their homes and hospitals, backstage at her show, elsewhere. Swift haters say that, she's doing all that for self-promotion, like she needs it. She doesn't really care about those people. They just can't accept the fact that people want to do good works for others. It's certainly not a new expression of the darkness. During all those years, Jerry Lewis hosted the annual Labor Day telethon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and still to this day, people insist that Jerry was getting a piece of the money that was donated. And when you ask these people to back up what they're claiming, they usually respond with either, oh, come on, everybody knows, or the facts are out there. See them for yourself. Let's go back to James, this time James chapter 3, verse 14, where we find a warning for these people of the darkness. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. When we do good works, we do God's work. Our actions come about by God working through us, who are his children. So when you cast hatred and doubt at the good works that you see being done, you're actually casting hatred and doubt at God. We do not do good works for our glory. We are to do these works to glorify God. This is what Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now there are some people who get the whole thing backwards. They believe that good works are what we need to do to achieve redemption and find salvation through Jesus. Truth is the exact opposite, as we find out in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And when we faithfully and sincerely do good works, we do it in love, with love, and for love. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 reminds us, love suffers long and is kind, love does not envy, love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. This will bless us with what Jesus reveals in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for these shall see God.